Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And that entrance music can only mean one thing. The president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner, is with us. Alex, you like that? You got your own music now?
This is crazy. For me and my family.
Very
really,
proud.
You got to be proud. And you have your own security detail. It's pretty official. Cameras are coming into the room now. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It is getting very important. Well, one of the things, you are a bearer of good news for fans of the Cleveland Browns. Season tickets, prices will remain level for the sixth consecutive season. Talk about that and what it means for the fans in this team.
Yeah, this is really good news for our fans. It's good news for everyone. And it shows the commitment from Jimmy. We understand last year wasn't as positive as we had hoped, and it just shows that Jimmy understands our fans, he listens, and we all do. And we know, even though we're going to have renovations, it wasn't the right time to raise the ticket prices.
So when you go down that road, obviously you weigh a lot of different things, economic factors, et cetera. What does it take, though, to arrive at a decision like that? And how long of a process do you go through before you say, okay, we're not raising ticket prices? You don't just wake up one day and say you're not doing it. So what goes into that?
Now you look around the league, Vic. You look at our performance. You look at what our fans care about. And you're right. You have a whole lot of meetings, and you talk to the owner. And ultimately, this is an owner decision. And our owner, I think, was very sympathetic to the recent history of the Browns, and we just didn't think it was the right time to raise the prices.
In the meantime, business seems to be going well in terms of fans' renewal. Talk about some of the robust business, as I hear it, from the sales side and what that tells you.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's ironic. We're not raising our prices, but it's not because business isn't going well. So our season ticket deposits year over year are up almost 100% since last year, which is an incredible number. Last year, we broke all of our records. That's a tribute to Brent Stelick and his crew. And so we feel really positive about the direction of the team. We've got the renovations coming. We've got Mike here. We've got Ray here. All things point up right now.
And the team is averaging ticket price $54.20, 31st in the NFL. So it's nice to give a great value to the fans of the Cleveland Browns. And you're also giving a new-look stadium. What are the latest on the renovations?
Well, we're doing really well. Despite the weather, we're right on track. We've got the new video boards.
The weather's been great.
Is this great weather?
No.
No one told me this when they recruited me here, Nathan.
I'm glad.
No, the renovations are going really well. We're right on time, right on budget with phase one. We've got the new video boards coming in, new escalators in time for the preseason games, and it's going to be a totally different experience. I'm not sure our fans even realize how different it can be with our new audio, our new video. It's going to be great.
How much does the weather, if it does, impact any of the progress there? Give us a progress report on what's been done up to this point.
You know, the weather can impact the progress, but we've got such a good crew. We've got Turner Construction. We've got Gensler as the architects. They anticipated bad weather in Cleveland. I don't know how they did that, Vic.
Yeah,
I never would have guessed.
Yeah, sure.
But so there are a lot of things you can do even when the weather's bad, and that's what they've been doing.
Yeah, it's historically bad. It's not just a little bad weather. The weather's been beyond what anyone, I think, could have anticipated. But as you said, that's the variables that they work into the project. So everything's on time?
Everything's on time. Everything's going really well. I always tell my wife, Vic, this is historically bad.
That's the word. That's the
that's
word
what I say, too.
She likes hearing that.
Yeah.
Alex Shiner, team president of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We haven't talked with you since some pretty significant changes happened in this building. And starting, of course, with the fact that the CEO of the team, Joe Banner, the man who brought you into your role, is no longer here. Michael Lombardi no longer here as a general manager. How have those changes, I guess specifically the Banner departure, how has that impacted you and your role?
Well, I think, Vic, you're right. Number one is Joe brought me in here, and I have a lot of respect and loyalty to Joe. Joe's one of the smartest people you'll meet in this business. You guys have seen that firsthand. On the other hand, Jimmy owns the team, and owners get to make decisions, and Jimmy's an incredible owner. He's passionate. He gives us the resources to succeed. So I'm just as optimistic as I've ever been. I met Jimmy over a year ago. He's the same guy I met over a year ago, and I think he saw when he looked around the league that our structure was a little bit unique compared to other teams, and I think he did see a way to streamline it and give people like Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine a bigger voice on the football side. And so I look at it like a really reasonable decision by a reasonable man. We'll miss Mike. We'll miss Joe. But we all have our jobs to do.
Does it seem, now that you've been able to go down this new path with the new structure, that things are working a little bit better in the sense that the head coach now and the GM are on the same level as opposed to reporting to a CEO who was there, then reporting to Jimmy, and you're on that level with the three of them? So it's kind of like the top three are now unified in one common goal.
You know, I think it's really hard in this business to win. It's really hard. And if people aren't working well together, you don't have much of a chance. And what I can tell you is with Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer, they're working really well together. They're the most important people. I might be in the room, but these are the football guys. They're egoless. They really are. And so when you see these two in action, it just gives you a lot of optimism about the future.
One of the things that was important to Joe was on the analytics side. And I know you like the analytics quite a bit. We're coming off the 10th anniversary of the MIT Sloan Analytic Conference that just happened this past weekend. How does that still have a role in the new organization of the Browns, and how's that going to work as we head into a big free agency and draft period?
You know, I always think of analytics as just one piece of the puzzle. And so I think when you go to MIT or you speak at MIT or you use the word analytics, then everyone wants to pigeonhole you. It's just one piece of puzzle. It's like watching tape. It's like talking to people as character references. And I think this organization's committed to exploring every avenue to have success on the field. And so I would say it's the same as it was 6 months ago, a year ago. We're going to do everything we can to get an advantage.
Alec, with Ray Farmer now in that lead role as general manager, the fact that he was here as assistant GM, the fact that this team clearly valued him enough to convince him to stay when he had an opportunity to become GM at Miami, how much does that help a very critical offseason where you've got at least some of that continuity going into it?
You know, one credit to Mike and Joe and Jimmy is they built a lot of depth in our organization. And it wasn't easy to get Ray Farmer here. I told you guys, I think, a few months ago, it wasn't easy to get Brian Hoyer here. And when you make those decisions, you never know how it's going to play out. And Ray was offered the job in Miami. He really was. And he turned it down. And he had no inkling of what was going to happen. And I think we got incredibly fortunate with Ray. And then we have guys like Sashi Brown who have negotiated player contracts over the years in the NFL. And we have others. So I think we're just in a really good position to kind of weather the storm and come out of it even stronger.
When people go on Twitter and see a photo of Michael Lombardi at the Combine holding what clearly looked like a Browns book of information, how should they react to that? That was literally the question. Should I be worried as a Browns fan? And you speaking on behalf of the organization, what was the take on that?
Well, I think number one is if it has proprietary information, we'll deal with it. And so we understand that. Now, I will say that a lot of us have pieces of paper that have a Browns logo on the outside and have nothing on the inside. And so it's very possible that's what Mike had. But if there is information that shouldn't leave this building, we'll take care of it.
As we head towards this offseason, a lot of money under the cap, Cleveland Browns well-positioned financially. What are some of the guidelines or guardrails, as it were, that you'd like to see this organization implement in free agency? Not talking about specific players or positions, but what's the thought process entering free agency for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I think it's important, Nathan, when you have cap space, you treat it like an asset. And so oftentimes you have this cap space and people say, well, why aren't you spending it? Well, you can take that cap space, you can move it forward, you can do your own players later in the off season, and so we'll always treat it that way. It doesn't mean just because you've got $40 million of space, you've got to spend it all right now. It does mean you should use it to get better, and Jimmy's committed to that. So the beauty of having Jimmy here is there's no limit on our resources. Whatever we need to do to get better, we'll do.
And that's a great point, because when you think about it, I mean, people, we want to see continuity. You want things to be stable, you as much as any of us do. But when you have an owner making these changes, coaching level, front office level, I do get the sense, as much as it could be questioned from the outside, that internally it's all about we want to get this right. We want to win, and he's determined to do that, and it's not cheap to go about it that way. Speak, if you could, to his philosophy and how he sort of sees everything now with the organization as it stands and going forward again into this critical offseason.
Yeah, you know, Vic, when I was with the Cowboys, I always used to tell people, Jerry didn't become a billionaire by accident. And the same can hold true for Jimmy. I think Jimmy has a philosophy, and he understood there'd be some growing pains his first year as an NFL owner. And I think the hardest thing to do is to admit that you would have done things differently. And that's what he did. And it gives us a lot of confidence here internally that he's not afraid to make tough decisions, not afraid to get criticized. If you look at the history of the NFL, new owners, Jerry in Dallas, Bob Kraft in New England, and Jed York in San Francisco, they took a pounding in their first couple of years. They really did. I just talked to Jed York about this the other day, and he told me his first 3 or 4 years as kind of principal owner, it was really rough. And I think that Jimmy understands that part, but all he cares about is getting it right.
You brought up Jed York, so I got to ask you about this. Obviously, the story regarding Jim Harbaugh and the Browns' interest in trading for him, Jimmy Haslam confirming there was at least some level of discussion, and Jed York later, after initial denial, said that. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, I'll let Jimmy's quotes stand on their own, Vic.
Had to ask you.
You did. I admire that.
He's got he's a president for a reason. He knows how to be political in his answers.
Cue the music. Where's the music?
That's right.
Jason,
cue the music?
Come on.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I want to ask you about something that fans have been asking a lot about on Twitter in light of the fact that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers debuted their new uniforms yesterday. We know the Browns are working on it for 2015. And before I turn it over to you to talk about where that is and how the process goes, I think some type of a variation off that Pro Bowl jersey with the white, with the silver, with the orange outline would look real nice.
Okay, that's why you're not part of the committee.
Joe Hayden thinks it looked nice, by the way,
Well, then Joe can be part of the committee.
Thank you.
No, we're in the process of it. It's interesting. I didn't even know Tampa's was coming out this week, but it's a good reminder to us how much attention we'll get when we roll this out next
year.
I feel really positive about our direction, though. I really do. I'm excited. I think our fans are going to love it. And I think it's going to be true to our tradition, but very unique.
How much of a collaboration is it between what the team wants to see and Nike and what they want to design?
Oh, it's a true collaboration. Nothing happens without our input.
So if we go down the road, we're going to go down the road of new uniforms and a new look that will be, let's use the term, refreshed compared to what this team has had. And before it was considered more traditional, where do you go from there? Are cheerleaders in the future of this football team?
Kevin Griffin is doing his own surveys on cheerleaders. I told him not to spend too much time on it. He seems to kind of value all that time spent on cheerleaders. No, we'll look at everything. We've been surveying our fans. That's a tricky issue because when we ask, we get different answers. And really all we care about is serving our fans. So if the majority of our fans think it's a good idea, then we'll explore it. If they don't, then we won't.
Final question for me. Now that you've gotten to see this new organization, you've gotten to be around Coach Pettine, you've got to be around Ray Farmer as the general manager, what's one thing you would want the fans to know about the new-look organization of the Browns?
Well, these are really smart people. And I went through the coaching interviews 2 years in a row, and I will tell you that Mike stands out in terms of his intelligence to think about how to win in the NFL. And Ray's a Duke graduate. I've gotten to know him better over the last year. And he's also supremely intelligent. So I feel really comfortable being around these guys. They're very smart. They think about how to win. I see no reason they can't succeed.
All right, Alec, thank you very much for taking the time with us. And don't be a stranger because, you know, we give you the treatment with the music and everything, which Jason should be playing right now. Jason, out cue. Come on.
Oh, Jason, come on. I'm not coming back without the music.
The computer froze up.
You'll get it. It's entrance music.
It's minus entrance music. Degrees, so that's the reason for that. Thank you, guys. He is Alec Shiner, the president of the Cleveland Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Up next, Paul Peck, the play-by-play voice on radio for the University of Buffalo Bulls. He's going to talk about the pro day today, where Khalil Mack performed very well. We'll get an update on that and much more ahead. On CBD, ESPN 850, WKNR. Everybody's taking what they can, but they can't decide.